think guys were trying. We just obviously we just got outplayed, and especially that first half, we just couldn't get anything going. There's nothing much to be excited about, and so just had a lot of negative plays, so I think that's obviously frustrating for us. I think we were frustrated as offense. I'm sure the defense was frustrated seeing us going out there not playing very well.
Coach Coughlin has talked all year about how Mondays are the hardest for this team, but you guys have been able to pick it up, get together, and then come Wednesday, you're ready to go. Do you have a similar feeling today off of yesterday? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun watching that film and then seeing just seeing us not be able to run our offense like we want to, and so a lot of things to correct and go over, and hopefully we can make some adjustments and figure out a way to be more efficient offensively, and so I think guys will put it behind us and move forward and try to get ready for this next game going against another talented team in Detroit and hopefully play better than what we did.
Well, there was some harsh things said by players, and even Tom was pretty harsh on some guys. Does the team need to mend some fences today? Have some bigger picture conversations?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think obviously there wasn't anything said. I don't think that was totally undeserved, and offensively. I think whatever word you want to use to describe it is probably pretty accurate. I don't think you can, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good outing by us, and so that's disappointing and upsetting. And so, I think all you can do is come back to work and prove that you want to get better. You want to fix the problems that we have and try to bounce back.
It seems when one side of the ball is playing better than the other, people tend to draw the inference that a team is divided. I mean, do you sense this team is divided, or?
No, I don't sense it. Obviously, defense played well yesterday. They did a lot of good things, and we didn't help them out at all. And so they probably have a right to be disappointed with us and frustrated with us, but I don't think it's gonna turn this team and create a problem. And we're gonna come back to work on Wednesday and try to have a great game plan and do some good things and see if we can obviously play better and help out our defense and try to put a great team performance together on Sunday.
Did you get a chance to talk to Victor? And if you did, how's it feeling?
I haven't talked to him yet, and so I'll probably talk to him today. And I didn't know if he was going to be in today or what the circumstances. So I'm sure I'll talk to him later this afternoon.
You've always been a guy who's prided yourself on preparation and effort. Coach Coughlin, in his opening statement yesterday, basically collectively talked about there are some people on this team who did not have the necessary preparation or effort for that game. When he stands up and says that, what's the reaction? Do you think it resonates in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the film shows that we just when you play a good defense, you can't have mental mistakes, and you can't have people doing the wrong thing. And so that's just your personal preparation. That's your job. If you get beat, that's one thing. If you get outplayed, that's one thing. But to not know your know assignments and do things incorrectly, or to do things wrong that have been corrected a number of times, that's kind of where where you get upset about things and frustrated. And so there's a few of those plays, and so that's obviously something we got to try to fix and make sure guys are staying focused and doing everything we got to do to give ourselves a chance to perform at a higher level.